Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from Fort Myers, Florida. I was talking to a man one day during a reading over his desire to manifest a wonderful relationship. After we went through the usual groundbreaking questions as to why he chooses to be alone, I asked him what he was doing to meet new people. Not necessarily meeting new women, but meeting new people. New people know other people and expands the search area. He told me that he has very few friends and really doesn't go out. I asked him if he was willing to go to a movie alone, go out to dinner alone, or join a group or organization alone. Well, the idea of going anywhere alone or joining anything by himself was an embarrassing thought and completely out of the question. He didn't know what people would think of him if he was alone. Oh, the contemplation of appearances and what people think about us. Further, there are more people who are lonely in relationships than there are in people who live alone. Naturally, I had to severely challenge him on how self-important that statement was, that he would think everyone would just stop and contemplate his life. Not to mention, if he could not date himself, then why would anybody else be able to date him? Well, in my typical Capricorn moon fashion, I asked him, "Well, who the heck are you? Should I be asking for your autograph or something?" He chuckled and said, "No, it's not like that. I just don't like being alone, and if I go out in public alone, then other people will see my discomfort. To make matters worse, I'm afraid that I will always be alone." I said to him, "Tag, you're it." I told him that he really didn't have anything to fear because he was already living his worst fear, and that was being alone. Now that he realized that he was standing right smack dab in the middle of the fear, there was nowhere else to go except forward. How much more brave could he get standing in the middle of all that fear? Now he could either stand there waiting for his medal of bravery, or he could do something about it. Folks, the bottom line is this. Whatever you fear, you are already living it. If you are afraid of not having any money, well then it is probably likely that you don't have any money. If you fear being alone, then you are probably alone, whether you are in a relationship or not. Whatever you fear, tag, you're it. Now that you know the problem, now you can do something about it. But standing in it will not solve it. You do not fix being alone by being more alone. You do not fix having no money by spending more money. And as Einstein said, you cannot fix a problem with the same energy that created it. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Deinada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.